Hi guys, happy Sunday afternoon. Well, that's what it is for us. This is Maria from New Jersey and Sheila from Ontario, Canada, back with the right side of history.
Hi guys, how's everybody doing today? My Canadian accent just came out so bad there. It's nice to be back. Nice to be connecting with everybody again. It's been a while. We did a podcast yesterday for the first time in a year, but I don't know. It felt really good to kind of get back into it and kind of, see what has changed, what's the same. We hit a lot on Vanderpump yesterday. Today, I think we're gonna look a little more at Summer House because Summer House seems to have stepped up their game lately. They are on fire. I like it even more than Vanderpump right now.
Can I just say something? I am so upset at Bravo for airing Summer House and Vanderpump Rules at the same time. It is so unfair to Summer House
Oh,
because I feel
you're right.
like they're in the shadow of Vanderpump.
You're right. I kind of felt like it
Even
was Christmas, but you know what? You're right.
no, I like that they're on at the same time, but not for when we want to, dissect everything and, it's somebody just wrote to me that they thought I was a Vanderpump page. And I'm like, actually, Summer House is my favorite show, but I have to keep up with the Vanderpump content, trying to counteract all the stuff that's happening, like we were just saying before we started this episode, in regard to what's happening with Lala. But yeah, I think Bravo did a disservice to Summer House last year and this year, airing them at the same time.
Yeah, you're right. That's a really good point because this season has been one of the best I think that they've ever had. I think the new cast members are awesome.
Yeah.
And we're just not, you're right. We're so ingrained or engrossed in Scandoval that we've kind of forgotten to give it what it deserves. What do you think about the new cast members?
Oh, I absolutely love Wes. He is just perfection for a new cast member male.
Yes.
I also like Jesse Solomon, and I
Me
think
too.
he is super handsome. Like he's like my type. He's very cute. I like him. I think he's fun. Yeah, I like Wes the best so far, but he's got one of those personalities that I feel like he's like everybody's new favorite. Actually, on Two Judgy Girls page, did you see how they did they do the bracket of like the hottest guy on Bravo?
Yeah, I've seen
And
that
he came
before.
in second. He
Stop
literally
it.
just, yes, he was neck and neck with Craig. And
Really?
they decided to wait. So they were gonna decide the winner by everyone's votes on that Thursday. But then they said, you know what? Let's wait until after the Summer House episode airs and give everybody one more chance to vote. And they had the episode with the racing things, and Craig looked, I can't believe I'm saying this. Craig looked so freaking hot.
He did. I will
He
agree
looked
with that.
so hot, and I think that that's what pulled him ahead because Wes and him were neck and neck.
Although, if it had been after this episode this week, he spent the majority of the episode just chilling with his great aunt, like hanging out, like just talking, shooting the shit. And it was like the sweetest thing ever. I think that it would have pulled him back up a little bit because he's just so cool.
No, he's so down to earth and so like he's handsome, but he's not like full of himself. He's just like the perfect balance of everything you need for a male on
Smoldering.
that show. I didn't really watch this week's episode because I was too busy posting content for Vanderpump, but I did have it on in the background, so I know what you're talking about, but I have to sit down and actually watch Summer House.
Right. And you know
This
what?
week's episode.
Yes, and he spent time. Okay, so he was talking about like all kinds of things with his great aunt, and they were just, kind of hanging out, having this really sweet moment. But the even sweeter thing I found was that Sierra was part of that moment. Like he brought her up, and he was like talking about her, and just the way he is in recognition of what a great catch she is. And I mean, we've all felt this way forever, but I feel like until this season, she hasn't really recognized her worth in all of this. And maybe she has, I don't know, but it just feels like she's so coming into her own and she's found a guy that really, really like sees her for what she is, which is a beautiful person and a catch. Like she's, yeah, I love Sierra.
Speaking of Sierra, I did catch the clip. They showed her with her modeling, or is that the, maybe that's the preview for next week.
No, they did. They did. Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, oh, that is so good that they're showing this other side of her life, because she is, I mean, she's like right up there with the supermodels, in my opinion.
Me too.
Like, and I'm so glad that they, I mean, I love that she's a nurse, of course, that's a great profession, but I mean, if you're tall and stunning like her, you should be a model.
You should, you know? And, you know, the fact that Austin kind of messed that up, like, I just, but you know, what's shocking about Austin, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but what's shocking about Austin is that he's dated a lot of drop dead gorgeous women. Like, you think of Madison, you think of Olivia, you think of Sierra, like every one of them was a standout. Like, they are so beautiful. It's always shocking to me that
Austin. Well, I've heard that he is much better looking in person.
Oh, well, he's tall, right?
Kristen Cavallari said on her podcast a couple years ago when she was hanging out with them, when that whole thing was going, that rumor was happening about her and Craig. But before that rumor, she had said, I was shocked at how attractive Austin was. Like, she said he walked in, and yes, and everybody says he's so tall. A lot of women like so that tall.
They all are on Summer House. They are crazy.
Yeah, they are. No, they are. But I've heard that. Well, you mean Southern Charm or do you mean Summer House?
Both. So on Summer House, Andrea, I think, is 6'4".
I didn't know that.
Solomon is 6'5".
I didn't know that either.
Carl is 6'5". Craig is 6'3".
Well, I knew that Craig was 6'3", and I knew that Shep was even, isn't Shep taller than that?
He's
or
6'4".
Is it Austin?
No, he's 6'4", and so is Austin.
Okay. I did not know.
So that's just hot. That's just hot.
I did not know they were that tall.
I know, right? Like, my husband's 6'2", and
I think 6'2" is tall.
It's tall. It's huge. Is it like a foot taller than I am? And I thought, and that's that, like, was like great.
That's like a great height for a guy. I think between 5'11" and 6'2" to me is like such a good height.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're short, both of us. So
yeah, I forget. Are you? I'm 5 feet.
So you're 5 feet. Okay. I measured myself the other day. My daughter is keeping track of everything on the wall. And like, we built this little thing, and I was actually astounded that I was 5'4".
Oh, that's a good height. That's not that short at all. You're taller than Paige. I was 5'2"
my whole life.
You're taller than Paige. Paige is 5'3".
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was 5'7". Huh.
No. No.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm not usually taller than people, so that's exciting.
Craig said it on his podcast once. He said that he's a foot taller than her, that she's 5'3". And she said it too.
Okay. Interesting. So speaking of Summer House, and, you know, talking about, you know, this great relationship that is budding between West and Sierra. There's also the other sides, the other relationships that are kind of coming up a little bit in conversation, a little bit more. Obviously, the focus has been Carl and Lindsay. I definitely think that we should spend some time there. I also think Amanda and Kyle, that is something that is like, whoa, that's a whole episode in itself. But it was interesting, you and I talking the other day, because we had a really good conversation about the fact that Lindsay's getting a lot of flack and a lot of pushback from a lot of people in terms of how she's handling Carl this summer. But you had some ideas about maybe it's not all what we're seeing.
Man. Okay. So I was never a Lindsay fan. She actually has my page blocked because of one thing I posted about Danielle kissing her ass, like, the one, like, maybe two summers ago.
Really?
And I believe they all block anybody who says bad things about them. But anyway, it was like a stupid thing that I posted about her and Danielle. Anyway, so I've never been a Lindsay fan. But when this happened and I watched that first episode, I looked at it and I was like, wait a second. Something's not right. First of all, and actually the first couple of episodes, they're not showing us the car rides where these fights took place. So we have to just go on word of mouth. And we already know that Kyle has it out for Lindsay. For Lindsay telling the, you know, that he was cheating or whatever in past seasons. And he, Kyle has always had it out for Lindsay, I feel. And sometimes maybe vice versa. But so we're listening to like word of mouth and we're not actually seeing the fights, which to me is so shady and so annoying of Bravo. Like, if you're going to be filming them and we're going to be hearing about what happened, we need to see it so we can, for ourselves, make our own assumption on what, you know, who's right, who's wrong, whatever.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And I also think that Carl is fooling everyone.
Okay.
I don't think he's sober in these episodes. I mean, he says he's smoking marijuana. So right there, you're not really fully sober. And people feel differently about that. Some people think that's still considered sober, California sober. But right. I don't think that that is sober when you've had as serious issues with drugs as he has. I mean, he said it on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
On Watch What Happens Live, he literally listed all the drugs he's used. And they're literally the all the worst ones you could possibly use. Like, he's lucky he's even alive. And so to me, he shouldn't be smoking marijuana. But if it's helping him, fine. But I don't think that that's all that was going on in those first couple of episodes. And I think Lindsay saying to him, like, the way you're talking to me, the way you look, like, are you using drugs? That's because the significant other is usually the one who notices the little things that are off when mm-hmm. someone has relapsed that nobody else would notice. And I think that Carl knew exactly what he was doing this season. He knows the audience hates her. He knows normally the girls in the house don't get along with her. He knows that it wouldn't be that difficult to paint her crazy as the crazy one. Mm-hmm. And he knows how to trigger her to get her to react a certain way.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that he is pulling one over on everyone. I do see on social media in the past 2 weeks or maybe even 3 weeks, people are starting to be like, wait a second. Maybe this isn't all Lindsay. You know, even right. that Friday night that he decided to not come, I don't believe for one second that he didn't come because he wanted to give the house a break from their fighting. I don't believe it.
What do you think?
He was doing something. Either cheating on her or doing something that he wanted no one to know about. I don't want to specifically say what I think, but I just don't think, I think he didn't fool me.
Okay.
Yeah. I have very strong opinions on this whole Carl issue. And I think, okay, maybe Lindsay's knowing they were on camera, maybe she shouldn't have said, you know, are you using drugs? But we also don't know what it's like for her to be living with him nonstop. And she probably knows a lot of stuff that the rest of us don't and the rest of the house doesn't know.
Right.
And also, isn't Kyle the one last year who started talking about Carl being on coke at work?
Right. No,
so how come it's okay for Kyle to do that on TV? And people did get mad at Kyle, but people got way more mad at Lindsay when she probably knows more than anyone what is really gone on with Carl.
No,
that's how I feel.
That's a super good point. And I think that the fact that Paige kind of said, like, I kind of feel for Lindsay in this tells me that there's more to the story. And then the other part of it too, is that I know we talked about this before, but if Lindsay wants the happy ending that she wants so desperately, which she's talked about that for years, right? Like that she wants to get mm-hmm. married, have kids and settle down. Unless mm-hmm. there was some truth to what was going on, I think it would be, you know, really hard for her to just say that for no reason, because I don't think she would want to mess up what she has and where it's going. That being said, I don't want to say anyone's doing anything because I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of what goes on in behind closed doors. But you're right, though, that I think there's a lot that goes down on those car rides, and I don't know why we don't have a camera in there.
And it's not one, it's two. There were two separate fights that we didn't see.
Right. What's
that? And I just think that Carl knows exactly what he's doing. And he knows that the audience is going to believe him because this is Lindsay's normal personality. Except now it's like, wait a minute, maybe this time, maybe she's on the right side of history.
Maybe.
See what I did? I think that this time, and okay, my validation was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when Paige said, and Amanda said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel really bad for her.
That's right.
And I bet you they know more than they're even saying.
Totally, totally. I totally agree with that.
I mean, for the girls, and I was saying this from the beginning, I already knew from their promos they did for Summer House that the girls had the best summer they ever had. And I kept saying to everyone, if all the girls got along this summer for the first time, how bad could Lindsay have been? Like, I feel like it's so telling that they all are getting along, all the girls, when they never have before. So how can this be all Lindsay?
Right. No, that's a good point. And, you know, it's interesting, though, because I think about going on a show with your significant other, and I really feel like it is relationship kind of suicide to go on these shows, because talking, I know it's part of their jobs, and I know that, you know, they have these confessionals and they have to have these conversations. But it feels like if I was ever watching my husband have conversations with other women, or even other men for that point, for that matter, talking about our relationship and the ins and outs about it, I would just feel so blindsided. Like, I don't know if it's a space for married couples to go and be able to thrive in. Like,
well, it's good TV.
It's good TV. You're right. You're right. That's a really, really good point.
Yeah, but no, I know. And I actually think that Kyle and Amanda would have maybe never got married if they weren't on the show, or if they, and I hate to say this, I still don't think, I had so much hope for them. Last year, he was great. He was great.
Winterhouse
and
is
now,
great too.
Yes. And now watching this, I'm like, oh no, this is the Kyle we saw all along, and he's back.
He's back.
And I don't think that they respect each other when they talk to each other or about each other. And I think even though people are like, oh my God, Amanda's such a nag, she's always mad at him, she's always miserable, I think she never got over all the things that happened all those years. And I don't blame her at all. Mm-hmm. I don't blame her. And I think it's coming out now. And when he does, like, when he stays out, even if he's not doing anything, he's not cheating, she's reminded of her past. Didn't she say in this episode, I think I saw this, did she go to a therapist?
Yeah.
And she said that she was triggered by him because at 4 a.m. is when he would cheat or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I saw that clip. I think she never got over everything. And I think that they both have different lifestyles and that they're just not compatible. Like, she, I mean, so from what I see right now, like, she likes to relax and she wants to have a backyard and drink her coffee on the porch and have a place for her dogs to run around. And I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle wants to stay in the center of New York where the party's at, in their little apartment with their elevator, and they can walk right across the hall to where their business is, you know, that they have enough. And I think he doesn't realize I live in New Jersey and I live in an area where we have a mix of quiet residential, and we have areas literally I could walk 5 minutes from here and be in Upper Montclair where it is another little party, you know. I think he thinks when she says New Jersey, because her parents live in a more, like, didn't they have the wedding at her house?
Yeah,
they live in a more it's calmer, quieter, but they could move to New Jersey and have a little bit of what they both want.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think he wants to do that. To me, that just means they're not compatible. But she was saying that all along he said he wanted to live the same lifestyle as her, and now he's changing his mind.
Right. Well, I mean, life comes at you fast, and all of a sudden you're in your 40s, and, you know, it's time for those critical decisions. And if you have a case of PPS, which Kyle has, Peter Pan syndrome, I don't know that he is, you know, ready for that commitment. I think they are very different. I think they're fundamentally different in a lot of ways, as you just mentioned. And it is incredibly difficult for couples when they've had that rupture in their relationship to kind of move on from it, because you have to make a choice as to whether or not you do. And if you do, you can't throw it back in the person's face. But then at the same time, how do you get over that if the person is still continuing to do the same things that they were doing before?
Yeah.
That in the first place. Like, there has to be a give and take in both parties. And I feel like marriage is compromise, relationships are compromise. They just are. Like, you have to put that ego aside. You have to put some of your things aside and recognize that it's not an individual anymore. It's about the unit, the couple,
yeah,
as a whole. And I don't know that either of them are fully ready. I think Amanda is, but I don't know about Kyle, ready to resign to the fact that it's no longer Kyle at the helm of the ship. It's both of them.
Yeah. I also wonder if he's thinking ahead, like if they move to New Jersey and they have a little bit of a different lifestyle, would they still be on the show? I'm sure they're a little scared as to how long will they be cast on Summer House if they're getting older. And I think, like you said, he has that Peter Pan syndrome. And part of me doesn't blame him. He's the same exact age as me. He's born in 82. And I want to hang on to my youth as well. I kind of get it, but I'm not married. So, you know, it's different. I mean, she's way younger. I think Amanda's going to be 33, I want to say. Yeah, I don't know. I just wonder if part of his issue is he's worried that if they change their lifestyle, will they still be on the show? Maybe that has nothing to do
with
it.
Could be.
Yeah. And also, Amanda's not as lazy. Like, she does like to relax, but he had said on a podcast, I never got to post it, but I recently re-listened to it. There's a guy, he was from The Bachelor. His name is Jason. Can't think of his last name right now. Can't think of the name of his podcast, but his podcast is all about finance. And he had Kyle on, and Kyle was saying that it's his fault that everyone thinks Amanda is so lazy because he makes her sound that way on the show. And he said in reality, she's really not. She's just different than him. Kyle is a completely different. I mean, I think we all would like to have Kyle's work ethic. He stands at his computer. He stands. He doesn't even sit.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I'm not making fun of him. I think it's amazing, but most of us are not like that. Right. And so Amanda is more a lot, you know, you want to cuddle at home with your dogs, you know? I get that.
No, so. Totally. The funny thing is, though, is if he does settle down and, you know, eventually they do have this kind of more suburban lifestyle, I think with his energy, he will be such a great dad because he will be able to put that into different ways of channeling that energy. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know. And I guess this gets back to what we were talking about before. I don't know if they're on the same page with what they want out of life. And that's a bigger conversation, right?
Speaking of being on the same page, before we have to go, because I know we're running out of time, Paige and Craig, did you notice a change in his demeanor this summer?
Totally.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, Craig has some confidence now. And I think that I could be wrong. I still think they're in love. I think they love each other. But I think there's a part of him that has pulled away. And part of me is like, I see a different Craig this summer.
Me too. You know what's funny is I actually made a post about that.
You did?
Posts. Yeah. And I said,
oh my God, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And I had a little poll there and I said, for the first time, I think we're seeing a different Craig. I think we're seeing a different Craig in this season.
Maybe I did vote on that poll now that I think about it.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and look when we sign off, but yeah, I'm so curious what's going to happen. Also, speaking of Paige, I wonder if she's okay now that they've canceled BravoCon 2024. You know that, right? That
it's canceled? I knew they had, but why?
That's like her favorite. That's her, what does she say? That's like her Super Bowl of Bravo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if she's upset.
I imagine a lot of them are. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of upset.
Yeah. No, I know. It gives us more time, though. Maybe by the time 2025 comes around, we'll be important enough to be invited.
Yay. You never know. We can always dream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's a good spot for us to end today. I think, you know, I love the segue for our next episode. We should touch back on the Craig and Paige stuff.
Sure.
There's so much Summer House to cover, so many things that we haven't covered yet, but as we are just getting back into the groove, we wanted to give you all a little taste of what we're bringing now, because it's a little bit different this season. What do you think?
This is definitely a great season. That's why I was saying in the beginning that I think Bravo did them a disservice by putting them on when Vanderpump is on. Not just Vanderpump, but The Valley, which I happen to really love, The Valley.
Me too.
But I'm behind. I have to catch up.
Well, we will have to look at The Valley coming up. But for now, take care, everybody. And we will see you probably next weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.